Warren Buffett was asked, what is the biggest return on investment he's ever had in his life of any investment? Now, bearing in mind, that's all he does for a living is work out return on investment. And he said the strangest thing. Okay, great. So let me tell you a story. How many of you heard of a guy by the name of Warren Buffett? Yeah, how many of you heard of a big guy, really big guy, big teeth, like really big? What's his name? Tony Robbins. So Tony Robbins, actually Warren Buffett was asked, Warren Buffett is arguably the greatest investor of all time. He actually isn't statistically, but he's very, very close, very successful guy. He is actually probably closest to things a self-made guy because he was so clever. Do you know what Warren Buffett? You have to watch this documentary. It's called Becoming Buffett. Becoming Buffett. So good. And Warren Buffett, do you know that he reads? He reads for 6 hours a day. And here's the biggest thing. If I said to you guys, and me included, by the way, if I went to the office and I just picked up a book, he's even got like a little desk and like an armchair in his office. He goes to the office and he picks up and he reads like 4 or 5 newspapers because he needs to know the Financial Times, and then he picks up books. Most of us in the room could never justify that as work. We'd feel guilty. I'd feel guilty. I'm like, I've got to do something. So what do? I go check my emails. Listen, clearing your inbox made you no money ever. You just clean your inbox, you make you lie to yourself, you're like, I've did some work today. My inbox is clean. I'm still broke though. For me to play at a different level, I got nothing. I'm giving over all my email address. Like, I can't even look at another email. If you're trying to get a hold of me, email, I'm not going to answer. I don't read an email past a paragraph. I don't answer any emails anymore. My team does that now because I know that I have to play at a different level. So it makes me no money looking at that. You understand? So you have to have your highest. What's the thing that gives you the biggest return on investment, right? So Warren Buffett was asked, what is of all his years of doing business? And by the way, if Warren Buffett had retired at 60, no one would know who he was. Compound interest. So, you know, this year you might get one, you're making $2,000 a month, and then all of a sudden, $4,000 a month, and you're like, meh, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, it's not that meaty. And then you double, 4 to 8, you're making $8,000 a month. And then it's like, it's getting a little bit more interesting. And then 8, and then all of a sudden you go to $16,000 a month. You're like, ooh, that's interesting. And then 32. Hooray! Feeling pretty good. And then double from there, that's how compound interest works. And that's what happens. So if Warren Buffett had stopped trading, if he had cashed in, no one would know. He would still be very successful. He'd only be worth like, I don't know, 200 million and not 2 billion. But no one would really know who he is at 60. And one of the biggest things you see in the documentary is his wife always never wanted him to give more money away in his early days for charities. And he kept on saying, you have to understand the compound interest thing. You have to understand that I'm getting better and I'm getting better and I'm getting better. So now, statistically, by the time Warren Buffett dies, he would have given away between 95 and 99% of all his wealth. So he would still be worth hundreds of millions, by the way. But the statistics is, by the time he dies, with all his charities and his kids run his foundation, the statistic is Warren Buffett would have given away but over 90% of all his wealth. If he had given away 90% of his wealth in his 20s, do you think he'd be Warren Buffett? No. So some of you are looking after your families and you're doing the equivalent of Warren Buffett giving away their money at an early age. You understand? And that's why there's like this poverty thing stretches out. It's because you feel like you're helping now, but you could probably help a lot more if you use that money to invest in more properties, etc. And then one day you can buy your parents a house paid off one day if you wanted to. But right now, giving them $1,000 a month or 500 a month or someone that needs it, you're not serving them. A, you're enabling them, because sometimes people only change when the pain is great enough. And B, you're not helping yourself with compound interest. So you can never really help them big. You guys understand? So like, it's the same with my parents. My parents went bankrupt twice. You know, I'm like, cool. Like, I could have, in my early 20s, afforded to give them monthly whatever. But I was like, I know that I'd rather put that money into, they won't understand it now, but they'll understand it when I look after them properly one day. You guys understand, yes? That's what you have to understand. You can't give until your cup is overflowing in a lot of ways. You have to build up that wealth. So Warren Buffett was asked, what is the biggest return on investment he's ever had in his life of any investment? Now, bearing in mind, that's all he does for a living is work out return on investment. And he said the strangest thing. He said, I paid the equivalent of today would probably be about $2,000 to $5,000 for a public speaking course in my 20s. I went and did Dale Carnegie's public speaking course. And they were like, what? It's not really about the course. It was just about a course that he did. Tony Robbins was asked the same. What's the biggest return investment you ever had of any decision you ever made in your life? And he said this, I think he went to a free open evening that Jim Rohn did. He said, I went to a free, like this. Biggest return investment ever had in my life. Like, really? Like that? And then Jim Rohn became Tony Robbins' coach. So my question is, you can never, if you think of all those guys, you can never ever measure the return investment. Remember I told you with my wife who had the credit cards? That was for a public speaking course for me. I could never ever work out the return investment of that course. It's stupid. I've made millions from that decision. Millions from that one little decision of that knot in my stomach and just going for it.
Guys, if you liked my video and you like some of the content of that and it found it helpful for you to grow your practice, then you're going to want to check out my book. Listen, everything that I use to grow a business with 8 practices that turns over close to $7 million every single year. We have over 100 team members. My business is, I'm completely non-operational in my business now because I've been able to have the systems, the marketing systems more specifically, to bring tons of new patients in the front door. And we do it every single year. Last year alone, we generated over 10,000 new patients. And I've written the exact strategy in here. If you want to grab a free book, go ahead and do that. We pay for the book. You just pay for the shipping. And we'll send it across to you within a matter of days. Every single thing I've ever done to grow my business, my practices, is exactly in here. I give you step by step. I give you scripts. I give you the exact, bro, I give you everything you need. So click on the link. Download the book as quickly as possible. We'll send it across to you. All you do is pay for the shipping. Hope it's helpful.